This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Because of the new coronavirus pandemic, healthcare providers have tried to limit the number of patients coming into medical facilities. But sometimes care can't wait. Corrine Hess reports on how cancer patients are weighing treatment against possibly contracting the virus.
During routine gallbladder surgery 6 years ago, Diane Smetana's doctor noticed several tumors on her colon. He removed them, and when she woke up from the procedure, Smetana was told she had stage 4 colon cancer.
My family was all standing around me, and I'm like, I don't think this is going to be good news. But then he said, you have cancer, and he says, I have good news and bad news. The good news is, I can deal with that one. And the bad news is, then you have another kind of cancer in the colon.
Over the next 6 years, the 74-year-old Burlington resident would fight and pray and lie with her grandchildren and watch movies after invasive chemotherapy treatments. But what started as colon cancer metastasized to uterine, liver, and brain cancer. Smetana wanted to give up, but her doctor recommended she try immunotherapy, which uses the patient's immune system to fight the disease. Smetana goes to Frederick Hospital every 3 weeks for her treatment. And so far, it's working.
I just had number 33, and I had a scan last week, and I went in, and he's just like, the scan is beautiful.
Smetana went for treatment at the end of February, just as the country was beginning to recognize the new coronavirus as a pandemic. She says she never considered not continuing her cancer care, but worried she might not be able to be treated.
I thought, what if they can't have me? What if they're not giving the treatments right now? What if this place is closed up for a while? I just kept saying, what if?
Dr. Jim Thomas heads solid tumor oncology at Frederick and the Medical College of Wisconsin's Clinical Cancer Center. He's also Smetana's doctor. Thomas says cancer patients generally have worse outcomes if they get COVID-19, but he says oftentimes treatment can't wait.
People with active cancer, they have a known, deadly disease, and it can't take a holiday, it can't take a rest, it can't take a vacation. That we have to keep going with their treatment, we have to keep going with their therapy, we have to keep taking care of them.
But not everyone can continue. Jennifer Jindrick lives in Madison and has stage 4 colon cancer that has metastasized to her lungs. Jindrick was diagnosed 3 years ago when she was 44 years old.
My mom had colon cancer at 54, so you go in 10 years before, and it had already metastasized.
She was given an 11% chance of being alive in 5 years.
So the fact that I'm doing okay at 3 years is really good.
Every 2 weeks, Jindrick has a 3.5-hour infusion of chemotherapy for maintenance. But in March, her husband was diagnosed with COVID-19 and hospitalized. Jindrich's doctors wanted to keep her away from the hospital, so she missed a month of treatment.
And since then, I've been coughing more, which is kind of a sign that things are growing.
Dr. Noelle Locante is an oncologist at the University of Wisconsin's Carbone Cancer Center. She says for some of the sickest cancer patients, the idea of contracting coronavirus is too much to take, and they decide it's time to stop fighting. Locante says she supports her patients' decisions, but she feels like they have their backs up against the wall.
Do you want to increase your risk of a really bad outcome from a virus, or do you want to die sooner? It's a terrible, terrible choice.
Locante says doctors have been trying to make sure patients who are getting chemotherapy after surgery continue because it increases their cure rate.
Where it gets a little muddier is when the chemo would never be curative, but may buy the patient time or control their cancer, keep them in remission.
Jennifer Jindrich went back to the hospital in April and had a scan in May to find out how missing a month of treatment had affected her cancer. She was worried and wanted to bring someone with her, but she had to go alone because of the pandemic. The results were better than she expected. The scan only showed slight tumor growth. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.